Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. You know what it is today. It's Monday, so that makes it a night for Monstrous Monday. Welcome to our interactive episode right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call us up tonight at 424-243-9649. Join our conversation, or you can just listen in private. You dig? Because sometimes we be going in, and if you're on your computer and there's people around you, oh my goodness, ain't no telling what we might say. This is live. There are no scripts. I am DJ E Monster, and this is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you?
I'm monstrous, you know. You know.
Monstrous.
I don't have much variance. I stay monstrous. Either way it goes. Either
monstrous
good, or I'm monstrously pissed off. One or the other. But no variance.
True. True. I like that. It's all good over here, you know, long day always. But no complaints, you know, I had my regular set of ISS students and had a room full of kids, and then I had someone who was trying to cut themselves, but you know, just a regular day in my hood, you know.
Right, okay. All right, that's your regular day? That's your regular day?
That's
damn.
A regular day. You heard me? That's a regular day. Okay? Yeah.
All right. So I know we got some weather coming up. We got some who's bumping who's getting fat. Can you just touch a couple things that we're going to talk about to let it marinate with the people? You didn't let it marinate.
Absolutely. Little marination. We got someone who can't get along, getting $30 million. We got somebody else about to get a nice bag. We got some R. Kelly, of course. We got some wedding news. We got some stuff about Black Panther. We got some Jay-Z. And that's it. And some other R. Kelly. We got two R. Kellys.
Okay. Well, I definitely got some new music for you guys. Let's see, I got some more new Black Eyed Peas. I got some Big Crit. I got some new Trina. I might even slap y'all with some more of that new Ice Cube. I don't know. But we're going to see coming up right here, Monstrous Monday. Well, we get it in, but hold on before I take our break. I think this is the homie over here. Is that you, big homie? Is that you, Miss So Sir? Miss So Sir? Look, that must not be her. Oh, damn. Awkward. Let's just get to the music. Check it out, y'all. This is Black Eyed Peas.
Awesome.
A new one.
We live, y'all.
Yeah, this is called...
We live.
Yeah, this is called Dopeness right here on Monstrous Monday with a roar.
We call live and direct from that inner space, outer space, invading your space. I'm super dope, super dope. Oh, I feel like I'm made of solid gold. Hey yo, baby, I'm super dope, super dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope. I'm doping in the dope bar, make a lot of dope, call me dope.
so much flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
Wanna know about me? Go to Ricky Wicky. I'm a time bomb by the chicky chicky. See me on top on the tippy tippy. Only fly chickens, I'm picky picky.
Ooh, yeah.
So ill, I'm sicky sicky. Yeah, got the liquor, you can sippy sippy. We love you long time, no quicky quicky. Not a girl on my dang dang diggy diggy.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope.
I knock 'em out the box, boy. I ain't something you can stop, boy. I'm on fire, yeah, I'm hot, boy. And I'm not flavor that you're not, boy. I got them sweating like a fat man. I'm all up in your head like a CAT scan. Delete them and throw them in the trash can. Attack them with the boom bap original rap, man. I'm the cream of the crop, boy. Supreme cause I'm sitting on top, boy. I make it crack cause I rock, boy. Concept means the trap don't stop, boy. I kill the game and the coaches. Straight leg, now they running like roaches. Dead press, now here come the vultures. Make bread, cause I'm coming with that dope.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope.
Body block. Body block, hit the floor, fight over, ring the bell, baby, dee 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 dee, TKO, comatose, adios, slow motion on your motherfucker. Superman, super gun, make them run, shoot them down with the wiki wiki, bang 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 bang, automatic, now your body looking polka dotted, blood splattered when I hit you with that. Whip pass, get the cash, get the ching ching, get the gold, get the jewels, get the bling 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 bling, get the money, get the cash, get the dough, 10, 100, 20s, baby, get the. Dollar sign, on the brain, on the mental, got money on my mama, mama. Make a stop, hammer time, hustle time, keep on hustling.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super.
I'm doper than a dog game, making more money than a dog man. You see me double fisting, holding champagne, got turned up till I had no brain. Motherfucker, I'm a rock star, in a G6 eating up the caviar. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. I be on my hustle, getting busy, busy. Tokyo to Brussels got me dizzy, dizzy. Travel around the world like we're itchy, itchy. Hit me on the phone, I say mochi, mochi. I keep the 100, never 50-50. I keep the hip-hop, never hippie-hippie. I don't let a cocoa, no sniffy-sniffy. I got soul, cause soul is my shit sick.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope.
This is a True Beyond ENT public service announcement. Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all gotta wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I wanna say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you gotta watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo. All day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream. Achoo! You could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo! Achoo!
All right, up next, I got some Big Crit, and then I got some, I don't know if I'm going to open the lines up after that, but check it out. This right is called Pick Yourself Up. Excuse the language, but I love
ain't nobody jumping no broke, yeah, nigga, no broke, yeah, beat, no broke, yeah, nigga, no broke, yeah, beat, no broke, yeah, nigga, no broke, yeah, beat, no. Pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up,
no broke, yeah,
pick up, pick yourself up,
no broke,
pick yourself up, pick yourself up,
Monday.
Get contact check, you blow that shit. Bye.
foreign, they repo that shit. She leave your dick dry, that ain't your bitch. Your partners made it rain, but you ain't tipped. Lame nigga, fine, get your number, cameras and lights. Money on the table, you want friends and likes. Swipe up, wipe down, out of fresh for sale. Ain't no handouts here, nigga, you can't tell. I'm INDEPENDENT. Nigga, you can't spell what you know about me. I don't know about free. Money fall like leaves, better climb that tree. Pick yourself up. Ain't nobody helping no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no. Pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, no broke ass nigga, pick yourself up, no broke ass nigga, pick yourself up. I was sitting on the curb by my grandma's yard, dope boy drive by. I'm like, that's my car. Fast forward, stack forward, nigga, that's my car. Push button, automatic, bitch, I own that star. Dime bag, I done been, I done starved for mine. Wheel wrap, boy, wheel, coulda had that sign. Ride dirty, late night, coulda had that time. Well pop, rock pop, you can't have this shine. All man, cold game, if these walls could talk. They say stack that shit, nigga, get that ball. Youngest say fucked up, that shit ain't my fault. Nigga, pay them dudes. Nigga, pay that cost. Pick yourself up. Ain't nobody helping no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no. Pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, no broke ass nigga, pick yourself up, no broke ass nigga, pick yourself up. We right, it is right, but your bills ain't paid. Sugar daddy fly you out, but you still can't stay. Overnight, Gucci bag, you back on that plane. He married you mad that you got played. Thank you, run, run, gang. He ain't called you saint. Homegirl got changed, but you called him lame. Cause they got that form, they buy all they clothes. They don't need no man, but you still that hoe. Every man you fuck with, trying to sow his oats. Every man you fuck with, fuck, then catch ghosts. Cause the car they drive like a moth to flame. You ain't pimping the game, trying to fuck for change. Pick yourself, pick yourself up. Ain't nobody helping no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass bitch, no. Pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, no broke ass nigga, pick yourself up, no broke ass. Pick yourself up.
Monstrous Monday. Probably some music you ain't never heard before. Thank you, Mr. DJ. You are now in the Monster Mix. I got one more track for y'all. One more track. Then we're going to open up the lines with this unbelievable. So check it out. This is from Trina, and then we open up the lines right after this. 424-243-8649. You gotta press one if you're monstrous. This is She Bad featuring Keith Pound. Okay. So Monstrous Monday, getting y'all ready for the week. Y'all ready? Let go.
I know you got a lot of war wounds. I know the city girls are favorite song too. I know you like to blow a bag, going shopping Instagram on your options, show them bitches how you move. You the baddest in the city and you know it. You make a nigga put the ring on you. You make a nigga wanna sing to you. No separation, baby, watch the whole thing from you. Baby, how you move like that? Baby, how you walk like that? Have some bottles with designer on the back. Looking like some food I eat it for a snack. She got a little twist to her walk, a little slang to her talk. Had a lot of wins, but she took a lot of loss. Took a couple flights, fucking with a couple balls. Got a few stickers and you probably never know. It's cause she bad, it's cause she bad. Oh, girl, you know you bad, girl, you know you bad.
Yes, for my virus of conversation, peace to say the least. I pray, but I still get street. You kinda low on the funds, then shh, don't speak. I deserve it all, and I'm gonna get it, nigga. Suffer from my problems and divide them digits. Let me help you spend it. I'm tryna own fuck rent, cause the world is mine, and everything in it. Cause you bad, yeah.
Monstrous Monday, where the underground music is above ground and it's making quakes. Welcome to Monstrous Monday. I am DJ E Monster, and this is Miss Unbelievable. So I am Mama. Let's go ahead and jump into this Monstrous Radio weather report. What's it going down in the monstrous spots around the globe?
All right, what's going down? Let's see. We have Kansas City sitting at 30 degrees. We have Los Angeles at 57 with light rain. We have Phoenix sitting at 64. San Juan, 76. Dallas, 41. New York, 30. Atlanta, 34. Paris nights is 42. London skies are 41. And Minneapolis is sitting at 28. So not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Right, right. I know some people are like, Minneapolis, 28. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, it could be a lot worse here. Believe me, January in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul is deadly. But I'm telling you, it's ferocious. Way, way up north. It gets way colder than here. So if it's 28 here, it's like 6-7 way up there. I'm just saying. So yeah, I know some of y'all is like, ooh, that's not bird full at all. Yes, it is. Because it could be a lot
check
worse.
Check it out though, DJ E Monster. Tomorrow, Tuesday, it's gonna be 33 degrees. We don't
heat
hit
wave.
Snow. Wait, yeah, we don't hit snow. And it's not even possible till maybe Friday where it's going to be 13. Now, you know, 13 in February, that's still jacket weather. That's not even snowmobile boots. That ain't. Man, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Right, look.
I'm loving
look,
this
now
weather.
Look, and now, look, I'm trying to be nice, but you know when y'all be seeing on the movies, it be like, you know what, I'm just going to be nice. I'm not going to say it. So, all right, what we got over here for the entertainment news? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Let's go ahead and just get into at least one of them. You dig? At least one's of them.
At least one of them. I'm at one of them.
Yeah. One of them. Who we clowning tonight first?
Okay. I don't know if y'all know about Megyn Kelly. And she works on NBC. And she made a controversial comment about blackface a couple months back. So NBC didn't take that nicely.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like her comments. They started to not agree on things. But she signed a $69 million deal with the network.
Mm-hmm.
A $69 million deal with the network. And from that 69, she's been there for 2 years. They thought that she was there for the long haul. But no. They said because of what's going on in these day and ages, you gotta go.
So what they're trying to do, they're trying to get out of paying her money?
They let her off the dough. And they only mm-hmm. gave her a $30 million payout.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. She will walk away still with $30 million. I am walking away from a job I don't like with still $30 million in my pocket. I mean, can I walk away with a job with $30 million in my pocket on my contract? They'd be like, no, you can use your vacation time, and that's it. Goodbye.
Right. Look, I'll
if you
be honest,
got your 401k.
I'll be happy if they let me walk out of there and give me $300. You know what I'm saying? I'm usually getting escorted out the building, and then they send me a bill for the shit missing off my desk. I'm just saying.
Okay. You heard me?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm walking out talking about, give me my stapler. I paid for that stapler. Y'all got it for me. I'm walking out clowning. Give me my paper, nigga. My paper. I take that laptop. Oh, I got to get a laptop back. Hold on, you can have that. Because you're going to take $300 off my last check that I'm going to need, you know, to pay that last bill.
Right,
but
$30 million? Yeah. Well,
must be
see,
nice.
This is a part, I think, that's going to cause a big dust cloud. This is where the drama is going to begin. Because she was let go for making a comment about black, basically what she was saying, and this right here could be a conversation by itself, that basically when she was younger, where she grew up, it was okay to go blackface long as in character or whatever, whatnot. So that's what they're firing her for, right? So you get to walk away with $30 million. You understand what I'm saying? That's what some people are going to say. Is that really a kickback? Is that a reward? So many things. I mean, like, well, they probably should have just, you know, probated it. I don't know, maybe, you know, whatever. But I'm pretty sure that's where some controversy is going to stir up before all this is over with. You know what I mean? The reason it could be a conversation about her saying that it was okay when she was younger. Let's keep it 100. At one point in time, some people thought that was okay and open. They did it in movies. You dig? So at some point there had to be a change. You know what I mean? Now, her telling her story, how it was when she was younger, that's one thing. I mean, is that really a reason to kick her off? But I could see if they were saying she was trying to still proceed, still trying to put out and portray that it was still okay. Why is it such a bad thing? Now, then you got to go. You dig? And
right.
I think that you knowing how the network and the FCC rules and how the world is today, to say that insensitive shit, that's something you should have just kept to yourself. Because you don't always have to put everything out there. Some things you heard me just a few minutes ago. Some things you just keep to your motherfucking self. It just don't have to be said. You know what I mean?
But sometimes when you're giving examples, when you're giving examples, you don't think that I'm being disrespectful when you're telling your story. What's wrong with telling your story? Yeah, it's going to be touchy. Yes, it may offend some people. But this is what you grew up with. This is your story. This is what you and your household grew up with. Everybody, she's not the only white person that grew up with thinking that blackface was okay. Even black folks laugh at that and think it's okay. They still bring their little white homies over and talk about, come on, you know, you're a blackface. They still do it. So, yeah, it's controversial, but ask yourself, how far have you came from allowing that to happen? She was just, so now we're going to take freedom of speech again away? That's what she do. She's a journalist. So why is that against her other than maybe something else was going behind the scenes and this was just a catalyst to say, okay, now you got to go.
Right. Well, I'm going to say these two
things. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to let you comment and then we'll go ahead and jump on the line and see if somebody else got something to say. One, I know some people are going to say, well, we do it today. As in who the urban community, we dress up in face today, whether it be blackface or whiteface. Because they would say the Wayans brothers with white chicks. They would say Eddie Murphy in his, what's the movies? Y'all understand a lot of movies he done played different races. You dig? So some people would say, now, what if that was, okay, and there is somebody today that did it, and basically that's controversial in itself. That had its own thing, and I think it pretty much shut down the whole movie when Robert Downey Jr. was in Tropic Thunder. It, even though he was playing a character, and I think I accepted it because I understood what the character was. It was saying, stop being fake, be yourself. You don't have to fake it. You know what I mean? There's enough black people to play black parts. Be who you are. You don't have to fake it that much to try to make it and be all this other shit. Be who you are. You can still be a great talent, a great actor, but don't take it too far. That's what I got from it. You know what I mean? So hold on. Let's just go over here and check in with the line. Oh, I'll let you comment, and we'll check in with the line right quick with 651. The one I have wrong, we're going to see who we got over there. But, yeah. You got any comments on that?
Yeah. You know, you're right. We always, like I said, though, we pick and choose what we want to deem as, oh, let's go to battle for, or, oh, no, let's accept it. And to me, that's always giving a double message. And then it leaves out for the kids who's watching to see, okay, well, what's the message? What am I rallying behind? What's wrong with it? And maybe at that time when she was growing up, that's the same thing she felt. What am I rallying behind? What's the message? What's wrong with blackface? Especially when we always make fun of each other's race, either one way or the other. So I think what needs to happen is stay in your lane and have a conversation of what's comfortable, but let each person have a voice. When you take the voice away, they're going to still think that it's okay once they leave, but at least give them a platform to say, this is what I believe. No one's right, no one's wrong. You see what I'm saying? But you can have your choice with it. It's no different when we become white folks. It's no different when we try to become Asian folks. There's no difference when we're trying to become another ethnicity that's not our own. And there's, like you said, thousands of people that can be out here and run it and do it. No time should we ever have to change it to someone's ethnicity. There's too many actors out here that can play their own and hold their part.
Right, right. Okay. So let's go ahead and check in with the line right quick. 651-313. Who do we have on the line? Hello.
Hey, Monster. Hey, Unbelievable.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Monster, that was
I
so
hate
dead.
Oh, okay. My bad. Hey, I'm glad you just put it out. See, now I know who I'm talking to. So I was going to hit you with that new phone bullshit. Who it is? Because earlier when I called it out, you know, you didn't say nothing. So, you know, I was like, oh, damn. Did I...
Phone was on mute.
Not
my phone is possessed. It muted itself my phone was possessed at that time. So.
It happens to the best of us. Believe me. My face on mute plenty of times.
Mine's just doing it by itself. Mine's be on black and it'd be like mute. I'd be like, how? It was going how? But yeah.
Right. Okay. So you have what we talking about tonight. You have any comments?
I don't forgot what we were talking about. My mind is gone, y'all. Today's been a long, 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 stressful day, man.
But you're making it, though. You're making it. You're making it. Something like that.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. All right. Well, we still got some more who's bumping, who's getting fat. What else we got up next, Miss Unbelievable? We gonna keep her ass on the line so she'll remember what we talking about. You feel me? So she'll remember.
You know, we'll put her on a short bus and let her listen.
Well, I was studying for y'all information, so I was in and out of listening. Okay, I was studying.
That's my thing. We'll keep you on the share bus, and you can listen.
Okay.
So, we got some marriage people coming up. So, Lauren London, and is it Nipsey Hussle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just got engaged. And they posed with a horse, of course, to show that, hey, we get married, y'all. Ask her, yes, she said yes. So they did a super cute photo shoot. You can see them on the Monsters. I put them on there. She's in this hideous dress. I don't know what she thought. This was cute. But the couple is madly in love, and they said it must be true love. They've been dating for several years and have finally taken the big step to tie the knot with a magical ride and a horse.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I saw was like, ain't you from Compton? I mean, what does the horse represent? You know what I mean? But you know, I ain't never gonna say nothing bad about Nipsey. I mean, shit, his arm reach is like fucking a first down. It is, I'm just saying, ain't he got hands? but glad to hear. You know what I mean, bro, man. Is getting married. I have to be honest. I'm surprised he didn't bust out a lot earlier than he did, but as if you watch the story of Nipsey Hussle, you kind of understand it. And I liked the guy when he first came out, back when they first tried to say he was the next Snoop, you know what I mean? Coming out of Cali, you could hear it in his rhymes. He was so rough, rugged, raw, had bars, and then he just like faded off, you know what I mean? But he is a man, a young man that I can say I admire. You know what I mean? Because I love the moves that he makes. Because he's more into, instead of buying jewelry, he was more into buying property. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Investment. Things like that. Buying corporations and things like those are the type of things he was into. So that's where he fell off. He kind of dipped off a little bit. He went and did those things. And now he's back with his album. And he's out here and he's doing it big. So, yeah. Big up to him, you know what I mean? Because he's moving like chess. He got his money right. He got his business, everything in order. And now he's securing his queen. It secured the bag. Now he's getting the queen. You know what I mean? So big salute out to him.
And I give big ups to Lauren London because, you know, she's been around in the industry. You know, her choice of people had me questioning, you know, her for a second. I was like, Lauren, ooh, why? So I applaud Lauren. You know, she kind of calmed it down and became wifey material. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when we're growing up, we that hood chick and, you know, we mess around with the hood people. She reminds me of Sierra, you know, when she found her real king, you know, that was there and down for her. It had her growth. You could see the growth in her, you know, that since she's been dating him. And you could see she's making smarter moves. So I really respect, you know, when that she found someone that, you know, pushing her to, you could see the greatness in her, just with the movies that she's choosing and the different things that she's doing. So kudos to her, to me. And Nipsey, you know, he's just making it happen for himself. And I like how they took time. You know, it's not about how many years, it's building that together. Like, can we make an empire together that's going to make a difference? And you can see it with them too.
Right. So, all right, matter of fact, let's go ahead and take a breather. On that note, let's go ahead and play some Nipsey Hussle right quick. I should play two tracks, but maybe I'll play one. Let's see. I wonder if I should play Respect
tracks.
Your Passion. Play two tracks.
Here we go. Yeah.
Two tracks by Nipsey.
Double play.
Up first, this right here is called, this is one of his hot ones that went really big. This is called Last Time That I Checked. After that, we're going to put up Respect Your Passion on a Monsters Monday right here on Monsters Radio Live. I'm DJ E-Monster. What's your name again?
Miss Unbelievable.
There we go.
It was no smut on my rap last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'ma kill 'em. Nah, playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. Nah, I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they paid for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas, reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas, it gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Just for the pieces, I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth, you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, nigga, what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a fuck. Body tripping, handle business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to fuck. Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked, come through fly. No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine and I take my time and take my tribe. Every level that I crossed in this game, like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you niggas scary. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every nigga in these streets trying to feed the babies. Single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful races. Young niggas in the set just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, how you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, it's how you start off a curse server, end up a boss, it's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face. Cause the mission was last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked,
I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. This, that, I did. Made it out the gutter shit. Nip told you fuck the middle man. I told you fuck a bitch. Fuck wearing they clothes, I wear my own shit. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own, bitch. Hey, nigga, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these niggas, Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let that game fool you. Cause when this game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother mission. Never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked.
Nipsey Hussle, Monstrous Monday. We're here Monday night. You can also listen to our archives 24/7, 365 at monsterusradio.com.
Make a million cash for you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ash. Build it back, respect your passion. Witness to some shit that you shouldn't see. Whisper to yourself what you wouldn't be. Victim to the block where your mama moved. Now your mind state is I'ma do what I gotta do. It's really quite logical. If you was me, you wouldn't shoot at them if they just shot at you. No trust funds, but my daughter do. First generation out of store with Luke. My first record deal probably saved my life. So shout out to my nigga Draws and Johnny Shipes. My road dog doing 12 now. Trying to turn this shit to heaven cause we hellbound. Make a million cash for you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ashes. Build it back, respect your passion. Hard for y'all to fathom that we came from that. Sitting in a spot we was shaving crack. Navy blue chucks, my Mercedes black. Gave it all I got, then it gave it back. 30 niggas grinding on the same street. 1,000 niggas dead from the same beef. Money to be made, but it get risky. Inside job if it look fishy. Niggas playing fair, tryna play it down. Say that they gon' kill him if he stay around. Say that they gon' book him, they just need a witness. Me, I'm tryna make an exit, all this politicking. Stop my mind drifting. Time ticking, death is in the air. I'm tryna bound over my vision. Shit rough, still ride with it. Rhyme different, that's how I did it. You should. Make a million cash for you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ashes. Build it back, respect your passion.
Yeah, respect your passion. Nipsey Hussle on a Monstrous Monday. Big shout out to Miss So Serious. Keep hitting them books, girl. We respect your passion. Get in. higher education. The un is unbelievable. What else do we got over here in this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? I think we got the Monster fan over here. So, all right, let's get through this entertainment news. Get in so we can see who else we got over here.
Okay, so before we get to the Monsters and the finish up, I just want to give y'all a little bit of background. So we all think what R. Kelly's doing is kind of iffy, right? But you can marry at 14 in 32 states. 16 can be married too. The ages of marriage varies from 14 to 18. You can get married at 16 and 17 with your parents' consent. 14 and 15-year-old can't get a marriage license without a court order. And anyone under the age of 14 can get married. In Hawaii, you can get married at 15. So, and in Alabama, Utah, Nebraska, and Oregon, you can get married at the age of 14 and 17 without parents' consent. So with that, wherever R. Kelly married Aaliyah, the singer was 15 but claimed she lied about it. We all know we're watching Surviving R. Kelly. He knew that she was 14 years old, getting ready to turn 15 when he started messing with her. He finally went public, confirming that he was indeed briefly married to Aaliyah, and that he's going to soon address the allegations of rape, abuse, and all that. But he absolutely denies, but then says at the same time that he thought she was 15 instead of 14. So he knew that she was underage, but he felt like Elvis Presley married Priscilla when she was 15 and he was almost 22. So age ain't nothing but a number. It's a legal consent according to law to whichever state that he went to. And if he's got consent from family, then he's okay to marry. But the thing about it was he didn't have consent to marry. And there, remember, Aaliyah and his marriage was annulled. And he got married in Detroit to her. And in Detroit, the legal minimum age is 17, well, 16 and 17, so they must have put 16 down so she can get married without her parents' consent. So just know that the singer died when she was 18, and he knew that she was underage when he married that baby.
Aaliyah was only 18 when she died, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I did not know that. Whoa. Only 18. Wow. 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 There's also like another thing, like I didn't want to say it before really too much because I didn't want to make it seem like we were condoning. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? But those laws, like you said,
oh, no,
they do
exist. She was 22, I'm sorry. She was 22.
Okay, woof, I was going to say. All right. So, like, okay, here's an example. I played on a football team. A lot of guys came from a lot of places. Some guys were from the NFL. Some guys were from the Canadian League. Some guys were from the Europe League. There was guys from all over the world that played football. We're all on the same team. We went to a national championship. You know, you all got to be in a bus. You fly on planes and all kinds of things. I'm not going to say the guy's name because it's not really relevant. I'm just telling the story. Basically,
mm-hmm.
what it was is he had played over in the Europe League. And he had been places where it is, as long as, I don't know how to say it, but we'll just say a lady, as long as a young lady has had her period, she's considered a woman. You dig? Now, we all know some
mm-hmm.
women have a period at a young age. As long as you can cook, clean, and now you can have babies, you're considered a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Because he had brought up a scenario where
somebody was messing with the girl. She was like 15 or something. And everybody on the bus, every man on that bus went nuts. But he was trying to explain they're different over there. They look at things different. But, you know, a lot of us, we were looking from our daughters. Like, and looking at the other players around, like, bro, you fuck with my daughter, I kill her. Man, you dig? So, yeah. So, I mean, there's going to be places that going to say so. You know what I mean? About what's going on with that whole situation. But yeah, but just, you know, I have to be honest. The American way is that's not acceptable, whether it's legal or not. If you're a man in your 30s and you're preying on women 15, 16 years old, there's something wrong with you, bro. You can't find nobody your age, no 20s or nothing. You're going down that low. Is you that small downstairs? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So there is a darkness to that when it comes to legalities. And I don't know if I said that right, but you understand what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So yeah.
But then let's ask ourselves, and this will be something that we could talk about on Takeover Tuesday or Karma Cafe. You put kids in high school at the age of 13 and 14 with 19, 18, 17, 16-year-old guys and expect them not to look at a young, little, robust little girl coming in out of eighth grade being sought after a 12th grader, and then you want to say statutory rape. Because they've touched your child at 16, 17, or 18. Why put us in there then? Why put the 14-year-old in there? Make middle school 6th through 9th grade. Because you're not ready for what those seniors and juniors want from you as a 9th grader, as a 14-year-old.
Hey, the just only to emphasize difference is, on that, emphasize, just real quick, just to emphasize on that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they do it with adults. Look how they got it. They got clubs where, you know what I mean, you got to be 21 to get in. They don't let the little, they got separate clubs where it's 18 to 20. They don't let mm-hmm. them in because they know what's up. And that's why I be looking at some of these clubs. Like, there's a lot of people like me. I ain't going to no club talking about some ladies 18, everybody else 21. What kind of
okay.
shit is that? Now I got to figure out who's the babies in here. No, I'm good. Somebody going to lie.
Because you can't tell nowadays. Because some of these girls got more butt and body than, well, I was always, but I'm just saying, you know, I was always,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
I was one of those one girls who, you know, you couldn't tell what age I was. And, mm-hmm. you know, and you knew, if you, as a young girl, you knew if you had one of those looks where they couldn't tell how old you were, you wasn't telling the truth of your age. Come on. They ain't checking ID. You ain't telling. You ain't telling.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you put us in there, and then what? What? I was so traumatized in high school. Yeah, no. My seniors, no. No, I would never want to relive that. No, my little butt was scared for a minute.
No.
No.
Okay. All right. We got something light over there. Before we give the Monster fan a chance to open up, we got something light.
We do. Jay-Z is getting probed by Norway, saying that he is inflating his prescription base. So he's like inflating the numbers and saying that he got it and he really don't. And they're saying he's a thief and he's been questioned. So,
wait, what?
That
say it again? Jay-Z?
That he's being a thief.
The rap
yeah.
mogul?
The title. Yeah, the title. You know, title. They're streaming, online radio streaming company.
Right.
They're saying that they're inflating their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And Norway is doing an investigation to make sure that his numbers are right. Okay, go right ahead. Okay.
Huh. Okay. Oops.
Right.
Alrighty then. That sounds like some side bet shit. I'm gonna keep it 100. There's somebody here in America that set it up over there.
You think they saying it's coming in over? Nah. Y'all ain't slick. But okay. Okay, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Mm-hmm. See, all you do is look at the
taxes. Here's another quickie. Master P has signed a mega deal with Lionsgate Studio to produce his own biopic movie of him. So, that's going to be good.
Yeah, that
should
be nice.
We really don't know about him. You know, he kind of like slid under the radar. So, yeah.
Or where he went to? Yeah, I think he got
more
money.
Yeah, where he went to and how he got some money and, yeah.
Yeah.
How he became a mogul. Right. We don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's go over and check in with the Monster Band. You know what? Let's just open the line and see who it is. I was right. Just her phone was messing up. Oh, Walmart phone. 763-614. Who we got on the line? Hello.
E-Monster.
I knew I had it right. What's good?
How you see, feeling? I was just talking earlier, and then I didn't know if you what happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
How are you guys? How are y'all?
Good girl. Hey, Mama.
You want to talk a lot? Hey, Mama. Hey, girl.
Girl, I'm not in. Where you been? Where you been at?
I've been busy.
Okay.
I've mostly been on my social media. Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I
okay.
like it all the time. I look at my social media all the time.
Yeah, it sounds like 90% of the world at this point. You know what I mean? If you got a phone, yeah, you're always on your media. It ain't Instagram, it's Twitter, it ain't Twitter, it's Snapchat, it's somebody else's chat.
Yeah.
Somebody else's chat.
Yeah. So, all right. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. Did you go? Did y'all have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
My weekend was monstrously busy. Yeah. I was running all weekend. I was supposed to do a couple appointments, meet a couple people. Connect with an artist about some management, all kinds of things. I'm just way off. but I'm caught up now. I'm back on pivot. I'm on my pivot.
Yeah.
But I'm good.
Yeah, because I've been looking for you. I mean, I've been calling in. I'm like, where is he? Is he sick or something? Because I'm seeing you're not available or something. And
yeah. Well, last week I stubbed my big toe. Yeah, so we didn't really get to do a show.
That's why you didn't have a bunch of either.
Yeah, I stubbed my big toe. Yeah, I felt like, when you stub your big toe on the edge of the bed, you just want to cut the whole foot off just for that toe. Just cut the whole foot off. It hurts so bad. So bad. It is. Then my toe looked like I'm going to get you, sucker. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. Y'all better not step on my big toe. So, all right, let's see. Anything you want to put out there or you want to talk about right fast before the show goes off?
Today's the 1 year anniversary of Stefan Diggs from last year that we beat the his big run, and we beat, I think it was the Saints. And now this year we're not even in the playoffs or anything.
Right. Why would they do that to Vikings fans anyway? I mean, let's keep it 100. You're going to say, it's a one-year anniversary since last year Diggs caught the big pass. Well, we got to the next game and got our ass whooped. Come on.
Yeah,
why y'all? Let's keep it 100.
Man, they just mess with our mind, man, though.
Right. I can see if we were still in the playoffs. last year this time. Yeah, that's cool. But guess what?
Yeah.
The Vikings at home watching the same thing that we watching.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying
year.
Now, too. They're like, the Vikings are at home watching it, even though we wish we were in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, but now we have Adam Thielen and Diggs, I think, in the wild card, I think. Isn't it?
What's that?
What's that thing called? The All-Star game, sorry. Yeah, All-Star.
Oh, okay.
All-Star.
What is it in the wild card? What?
Yeah, you know, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was wild card, but it's Mama's turn.
Right. Right. So, any predictions for the Super Bowl? Any predictions? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the Eagles, and I don't like Chicago Bears, but at least the Bears aren't probably going to be in the Super Bowl. They don't deserve
Bears
it.
Are out of it. Bears are out.
They don't deserve
Bears
shit.
Bears aren't in it. If I'm not mistaken, it should be that's left. Yeah. I believe it's Philly, Rams, Kansas City, and New England.
Yeah.
So that's who I think is still in there. I think it's going to be Kansas City. No, wait. Where's the Saints? I mean, the Saints, how did I not have the Saints in it? So there's got to be somebody else, right?
No, it's the Saints.
Okay.
The
Patriots.
I'm
not for sure who's on it. Yeah, I'm
it's the Saints, maybe. The Patriots, mm-hmm. the Rams, and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
We got it. I even heard you trying to be nice on the air. I even heard the little pettiness in your voice when you said the Patriots. I know what you're saying. Patriots.
She's Southern Patriots.
Yep.
It's either it's not Patriots.
Right. You got to know who you're talking to and understand the vibration when they speak. You did.
Miss Sexy Thing.
So, anything else you want to say on our way up out of here? Because we're about at the end of the show. Anything else? What else you got?
Well, I'm going to two concerts that Air Church on February 8th with my aunt, and then the Mariah Carey concert on March 13th on Wednesday at the State Theater.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That's what's up. Going to the Mariah Carey concert. All right.
Yep.
It's going to be a lip sync battle. All right.
Huh?
There's going to be a lip sync battle. Or hopefully it won't be a lip sync battle.
Oh, no, it's a lip sync battle.
My bad. I'm so petty. Look, if Mariah Carey was here right now, she'd probably bust me in the face.
Bust me too, because I don't want to go see no lip singing, because she can't sing no more.
Yes, she can't work ever.
Yes, she can.
Man, y'all are crazy, man.
All right, matter of fact, we're going to play some Mariah Carey on our way up out of here. Let me see. What should
you
I play?
Oh, yeah, so petty.
Matter of fact, yep, I am.
After y'all were hating on her.
Right, and I'm going to make sure she gets up out of here in a pretty manner. So this right here is from Mariah Carey to the Monstars. This is GTFO.
Love y'all.
Y'all know what that means.
Love
y'all.
Get the
fuck out of here. Have a good night.
Y'all. Have a good night. Mwah.
Oh, the night is shining on my Yeah.